Hey, you. It's the Lolabot Podcast.
I'm here with Rock Schlender, and hi, Rock.
Yeah, hi, Robert.
Hi, Rock. Rock wrote some code as part of Google's Summer of Code program that, in my opinion, has the potential to change the way Drupal development done. Rock, what was your project called?
My project is called Unit Test Automation.
What does it do?
In general, it just automates your testing of your patches. I mean, you submit a patch into the system, and in the background, the Drupal is installed, and patch is applied and tested.
That's right. And as you all know, dear listeners, Drupal development progresses as a series of patches that are submitted to the Drupal site. So basically, some developers out there, and they change the way something's coded, they fix a bug, and then they use a program to create a special file called a patch. And they upload this file to Drupal.org, and then a human being, Dries or Stephen Wittens or whomever, goes and opens up that file and reads the file and looks at all the changes that have been made, and then they apply that patch and then they test everything. Rock's code does all that. It does all that automatically in the background. And what advantages does that bring us, Rock?
Well, one of them is if for, let's say, the core reviewers don't have to test if the patch even applies to the latest core version of Drupal.
Right. Sometimes the patches, they get out of date, so that
right.
The changes that somebody made 5 months ago, they just don't apply anymore.
Right.
What else?
So, it tests some of the basic features of Drupal. So it's node creation, user registration. Those are the tests that are already in simple test modules, and they are run automatically to see if some change in the patch breaks something.
So in other words, it does some basic sanity checks to see if Drupal still runs.
Right. But the reviewers still have to check if the code is written in some specifications of how Drupal works, I think.
They have to figure out whether or not it's a good patch and whether or
right.
not we really want that change to be made. But at least it saves them the time of finding out whether or not it applies and whether or not it breaks Drupal. Right?
Exactly.
So, Rock, who were your mentors on this project?
My main mentor was Thomas Ilse. I hope that I got that one right.
Thomas Ilse is a Summer of Code student from 2005 who came back in 2006 to mentor, and your project actually continues the work he started last year, right?
Right. He was doing simple test module, and my work just automates that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And who else mentored you?
Another mentor was Kieran. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah, Kieran Lal of Civic Space.
Yeah. He was helping me with user improvements, user interface, and what would people like to see in what he would like to see in my module.
Okay. Did you work with Moshe as well, if I remember?
Not that closely, I must say.
Not that closely. Okay. Moshe was Thomas's mentor last year and was the originator of the simple test module, I believe.
Yeah.
So, what's your future with Drupal after this? I mean, can you see this actually becoming part of the way patches are submitted on Drupal.org?
I sure hope so. The main plan was to fully automate this, maybe to incorporate it in a project module, so whenever a new patch is attached to a follow-up on issue tracker, it would get automatically tested.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not the fact yet.
How much work is left to do?
Well, mainly it's the work on the project module side. We have to figure out how to submit the patch into to the my system. But when we decide, I don't think it's much work.
Okay. And so have you spoken with Derek Wright about this DWW Mr. Project module?
Right. At the beginning of the project, yes, we discussed this. But later on, I was just mainly working on getting things to work just for itself, not together with project module.
Okay. Could people use this for their own projects, not just Drupal development, but for the modules they're writing, or maybe even a different PHP project that has nothing to do with Drupal?
For other projects, sure. Tests can be as it is. You can choose for which project the patch is, and then this project is also checked out from CVS and installed with the core Drupal. So the tests run on your project as well.
So basically, if you're doing your project in some sort of version control, like CVS, and you're able to write tests using the simple test module, you would be able to automate them using your module.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
That's really
and
cool.
For other PHP projects, there's probably a lot of work to be done in the code to change it to work with other PHP projects. So.
Ah, okay. So that wasn't really part of the goal?
No, not really.
Okay, Drupal specific, but that's okay. And how many unit tests do we have right now for Drupal core? And how many are missing? How many do you think you would need in order to have even respectable code coverage?
Well, there are tests for node creation, user registration, profile, taxonomy. Image model has some tests which are in simple test module. That's about it, I think.
So not many?
Not many, not that many. They're not really unit tests, but they test the whole cycle of node creation, check if it's in the database, check if it displays. So basically the tests for core functions, let's say node module, are missing. So there are no tests for just testing one function in node module. So let's say node safe, it's not tested thoroughly.
So that would be more like a unit test,
that
right?
That would be more like a unit test, right?
And should we be writing these tests as developers?
It's a good thing to write tests, that's for sure.
Is it worth our time, or do we just spend more time updating the tests than actually benefiting from them?
That's a good question. In my opinion, I think it's a good thing to write a test. It's a safety net of some sort. It's easier for reviewers to see if there's something wrong. You just run a test, and they immediately see if there is an error in the code. I think it's worth the time, yeah.
And how about module developers? Should they be writing unit tests or tests for their modules? And would those tests be able to be part of the automated test cycle as well?
The tests are the part of the module is checked out from CVS in my automating system. The tests are automatically run, so that there's no problem there. But if they should write tests, I'm not sure. But they should to see if their model maybe breaks something in core Drupal, and maybe just for them, for their sake, I think.
I guess what I'm asking is how far away are we from being able to take all of the features that this work offers? So, you know, being able to upload a patch and specify the project and have it run automatically. Is this something that the core developers will benefit from mostly, or will module developers be able to benefit from it as well? Will I be able to, like, upload a patch to the organic groups module and have an automatic, you know, have the patch be applied, see if it applies, run automatic tests that are specific to organic groups, and then get a report on that? Is that possible?
Yeah, this is already done.
Oh, that's okay. That's already done.
It's already working, I think. If you could check on the demo site I provided you, you can see there's a drop-down list of the projects. You can choose for which project the patch is for, and it's the tests are run on
that
one.
Okay. So that's wonderful. So this should give module authors incentive to write tests for their modules, right?
Right.
Very cool. Well, I like this stuff a lot, and I, for one, would love to see an infrastructure like this on Drupal.org. So what are your plans? Are you done with Summer of Code? Are you going to go hang out on a beach now? Or
yeah. I'm done with Summer of Code, but not with my project. There's a lot to do. Some usability features, how results are displayed and stuff like that. So there's a lot of work to do still.
Okay, and you're going to keep on working on it? Are other people interested in sponsoring you and helping you out with that as well?
I'm discussing some options. Nothing is decided yet, but I hope so that I will have the chance to work on this even further.
Good. Well, I hope you do. Okay, well, thanks a lot, Rock, and thanks for doing a great job in Summer of Code, and thanks for talking with us.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, you too.